A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, yesterday I read this email. I'm going to read it again because we started talking about vapes and vaping and the dangers of vaping and the perceived dangers of vaping and the fact that so many people think, oh, well, I'm only vaping. It's so much better for me and so much safer for me than smoking. Or is it? Is, of course, the question. Well, we got this from Kate. She said, I'm not sure you're aware, PJ, but a number of teenagers around Cork have collapsed in recent months, and it seems to be soon after they were vaping. I was told this by my son. It happened to someone he knew, and it's very frightening. There's a lot of nicotine in some of them, so they might well be collapsing from nicotine overuse. I don't know. A lot of the teens are also buying their vapes online. God only knows what's in them. Can you imagine the unknown damage they're doing to their lungs? This is a totally unregulated area, and I'm petrified we'll only realise the damage they're doing in a few years. It seems to be very fashionable to vape among the teens. They really have no idea what they're putting into their body, and I think parents need to be warned. A concerned mum, Katie. We also talked to Eileen yesterday, who does workshops. Eileen from Jumpstart Your Confidence, who does workshops with young people, and she said it's coming up a lot that they are vaping and they're addicted to it, and she knows when talking to young people that there's a serious addiction issue in the young people she's dealing with regard to vapes, and they're as addictive as the ciggies ever were. Now, the president of the International Society for Vascular Surgery is a man called Professor Sharif Sultan, and he has described e-cigs, vapes, as the disaster of the century. And Professor Sultan, I believe you want them banned outright. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for the opportunity, and it would be great if would be a lot of teenagers, unfortunately, be at school or university now to listen to what we have to say.
We will be podcasting it, doctor, so that's the we'll be
excellent.
Great, yeah.
Excellent. Team believe that vaping is less harmful than smoking, and they're making it as a trend. And the latest generation of flavored vapor cartridge and devices using nicotine salt, this boosts the number of addictive substances that reach the brain while these young people are still in development. E-cigarettes provide a gateway to full-fledged smoking, so let's not kid ourselves that e-vaping is better than smoking. Both of them are dangerous. Mm-hmm. Both of them have the side effect. We know the side effect of smoking. The long-term side effect of vaping is coming to materialize. The very interesting, what you just said now, about kids in Cork, the U.S. Surgeon General reported that the use of e-cigarettes among high school students have increased by 900%.
Wow.
40% of young e-cigarette smokers have never smoked regular tobacco before, indicating an escalation of epidemic proportions. It's crazy what's happening now, that kids think that's a trend to get this because it's not smoking. Yeah. It is smoking. The vitamin E acetate, and if you get it from somebody who mixes it without knowing what's going on, we don't know what's in this heated oil. This heated oil goes into the lung, cause what we usually call popcorn lung. And with the COVID that we have now, it created BOOP, or idiopathic bronchiolitis obliterans, which is mirroring COVID-19 infection. Yeah. It's becoming unheard of, and now we have the COVID-19, and it's problematic for the community. And there's a big study from Johns Hopkins showed that people who vape and smoke have more ability to catch COVID and have more complication from COVID, ending on a ventilation in the ICU on a tracheostomy.
Yeah.
Let's go to the HSC. They have made it very clear. HSC do not recommend vaping as a way to stop smoking. And basically said that if you want to stop smoking, do something else apart from vaping. So this is the HSC in a very shy way to tell them what to do, because they're trying not to upset a lot of lobbies in Ireland. Last time I was on your program, a lot of vaping companies went on and tried to make me on online, on the internet, for what I said. But I stood, I published, and I've showed them that.
Yeah.
Even if you're an old guy and you got vaping, you have a complication with clots, with problem with your aorta, mm-hmm. problem with stroke, problem with losing limbs. So it's not a benign situation.
I have
it's
spoken to people, Professor, who over the years, when vaping became a thing first, when the first vapes arrived on the scene, I spoke to people who had been 40 a day, 50 a day smokers, and they got themselves a vape. And they said, well, look, I'm down to 10 a day now, or I'm down to 5 a day. And they saw it as a way to quit smoking. But I think looking back now, that wasn't true, was it?
No, that was the lie of a century, let's put it this way. Because the FDA very clearly said that it's an unregulated device. It must not use to stop smoking. It is not licensed for stopping smoking. And there is no evidence. They have seen that people vaping, they vape and smoke at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That's not my talk. You know what I mean? And then just starting calling the, it ends on the FDA, so that because e-cigarettes is a commercial, so rather than you look at e-cigarettes, they call it ENDS, electronic nicotine delivery systems. And the FDA said no e-vaping or e-cigarettes have been approved as a cessation device. And that's on the FDA website. And the CDC advised people to avoid e-cigarettes in response to a nationwide outbreak of severe lung injury associated with vaping. They call it EVALI, or e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury, to which people commonly use with risk type 1 respiratory failure that require intubation and ventilation in the ICU. So there's a complication well documented everywhere. We need to educate people, and it's choices. If they are mature enough to choose not to vape, that's fantastic. If they vape, they have to understand the gravity of the situation. Mm. Definitely, smoking is bad, vaping is bad, but what we are trying to speak about is the harm. What harm is accepted? And vaping and e-cigarette companies are claiming that electronic smoking has less adverse effect than classic smoking. Mm. But we must be clear that reduced harm does not equate to harm-free, and that any degree of harm is wrong and no degree of harm is acceptable. It's exactly like telling that you get heart attack and cancer, and both of and cancer is better than heart attack, or heart attack is better than cancer. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I spoke a number of years ago, Dr. Sultan, to a doctor who said to me, look, we know that smoking is bad for you, and we know the damage that smoking can and does do. The difference with e-cigarettes is we don't yet know the nature of the damage they do. We know they do some. We don't yet know. Do we know more now? That was 5 or 6 years ago.
Definitely. Now we know about the composition, and some of that composition have vitamin E acetate. It's a thickening agent often used in the TH vaping products, and it's found in all lung fluid sample of EVALI patient examined by the CDC. So this patient who went on vaping and developed respiratory failure, went to the ICU, they took fluid out of the lung, and they found the byproduct of the vitamin E acetate. So the vitamin E acetate or glycol, when it's been heated, it causes a compound that we don't know about. It's 15 times more toxic than formaldehyde. And you know formaldehyde is a carcinogenic agent. And this is a problem. We don't know. There's a lot of things that we don't know. And to say that, you know what I mean, it's safe, it's a very, very uneasy statement. What we could say that we don't know the long-term effect, but we know that the short-term effect, that it causes addiction in the...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we have to educate them to have choices in their hands.
Mm. You called on a previous health minister, Simon Harris. You called on him to bring in a ban. He didn't. Do you think anybody ever will?
I'll tell you, we are the first in Europe to ban smoking in public places and pubs. And it was fantastic from Micheál Martin, the current prime minister. The whole idea that the HSC have went as far as did not recommend e-cigarettes at all as a way to stop smoking. But there is how far are they going to go? Across the water, the NHS have a program sponsored by vaping company for people to stop smoking using by nicotine products. So it's very strange, two countries close to each other, each one have a separate way of going forward. It's great to educate people. It's great to tell them that there is risks entailed and choices for people. Currently, after the lockdown, people hate to put them in a cage. We don't want to listen that you're not allowed to go to socialize. We don't want to listen that you cannot smoke. Give them choices. If you're going to vape, this was going to happen. Educate them. Do programs on TV. Educate them and give them the choice. It's better than trying to enforce it, because enforcement, exactly like what happened in Chicago and tried to enforce banning of alcohol. You know what happened? It was the greatest trade ever happened. So let's try to be smart in this approach and do it the correct way.
One thing that is a bit different between the two, Dr. Sultan, finally, is I can walk down the street here and I can walk into any shop, and if I want to buy cigarettes, and I've never smoked, if I want to buy cigarettes, I have to go to the counter and ask for them, and they're taken out of a closed box, as it were. But there are big, glossy, neon-lit vape shops everywhere I look. Would you like to see that end? And if you want vaping, it's the same way as you do with cigarettes, that you've got to get them out of a sealed box.
That's excellent. Regulation. So you're talking about regulation. Remember, in Ireland, there is more than 12,000 people working in this industry. So we cannot stop their manhood and their ability to earn overnight. But what we need to regulate it and just put warning, exactly what's the warning on the cigarettes. If you look at the warning of cigarettes, you'll be afraid to hold the cigarettes in your hand.
It's so gross.
It's so gross, you know what I mean? You cannot, you know what I mean? And it's just the same. We just need to regulate the industry in a way that to protect the Irish health system over the next 10 to 15 years, because the young kids now will be our engine for the future, and they are the currency of the future. If we don't protect them when they don't know what's best for them, they will be sick when they are in their mid-30s and 40s.
Let me tell you, let me finish, Professor, by telling you a story. I told my listeners yesterday, I was maybe 9 or 10 years old, and I remember going into class, and this was when teachers could smoke in class. And our teacher on a morning said, lads, I don't know if you ever want to start smoking, but watch this. And he lit up a cigarette at the top of the room, and he took a large, deep draw from it. And then he took a white handkerchief out of his pocket, and he blew the smoke out through the white handkerchief. And the stain that it left, green and brown stain, I decided there and then as a kid, I was never going to smoke, and I never have. We need more teachers like that in 2022, I think, Doctor.
This is the teacher who have a coupon. A coupon, you cannot get it as a degree from a university or from a college. You've been born with a coupon or not. Currently, everybody try to be politically correct. And if he's going to do that today, he gets fired because he has smoking in front of the kids. That's the problem. Political correctness have destroyed the coupon of our people to understand what's right, what's wrong. And it allowed a lot of things to be done in the wrong way because of political correctness. But if I was you, I'll find that teacher and I give you a very good Christmas gift, because he make you as healthy as you are.
All right. Dr. Sharif Sultan, President of the International Society for Vascular Surgery. Thank you very much for being with us on The Opinion Line. I don't know who's sending this one in, but it says, thanks so much for talking about e-cigs. I did a TikTok earlier this year. The comment section lit up with people defending e-cigs. Morning, PJ. Smoked for about 50 years, but one morning I heard a girl talking about an app called QuitSure on your show, and I've never looked back. I can't thank you enough for the 6-day program. That's from Noreen. Oh, that's Monica. Oh, is that Monica, Dr. Monica Blondie Perez on TikTok? Ah, sure, Monica's a friend of the show. Morning, Doc. Thanks for that messaging in. 0818 96 96 96. Now, Jackie, as long as I know you, you smoked and then you moved to e-cigs. And I think you're sorry. Oh, she's gone, lads. We're trying to pull her back in there. She was online too. Jackie used to smoke for years, but then she moved to e-cigs and I was kind of sorry that she ever did. 0818 96 96 96. While they're getting her back, just something that you might have seen. This Meghan Markle, Harry documentary that's dropping on Netflix in the next couple of days. I think they're dropping 3 episodes on the 8th and 3 more the following week. It's blown out of the water before it even lands. It looks like it's a crock. It looks like it's an absolute crock just on the basis of the holes in the in the trailers. I'll come back to it because Jackie's back on the line. Hey, Jack.
Morning, PJ.
Good. You smoked for years and then you moved to e-cigs thinking it was better for
thinking
you.
I was helping myself, like, yeah, because what? I have COPD.
What happened?
And I was in hospital. I was on the vape about 4 weeks and I was taken into hospital. I was very sick. When I kind of felt a bit better, I was outside one day and I was vaping outside. And one of the doctors passed and he said, I'd prefer to see a cigarette in your hand than one of those.
Really?
He said, your lungs, he said, will just crumble. He said, they're bad enough as it is. He said, they will just crumble like leaves. Yeah. Like dried out leaves, he said. He said, they're nothing but toxins in them. He said, we don't know what's in them, but they're not good.
Yeah.
He said, there can be carcinogenics in them, everything, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I stopped it straight away and went back on the cigarettes. Like,
are you still smoking?
I am. Mm. You know, but not as much as I used to.
I know you tried. I know, we know each other. I know you tried, like, nobody ever tried to give them up.
Yeah,
sure.
I love my cigarettes. God, forgive me, like, but I do, you know what I mean? I don't like to see people vaping because, and as that doctor said, it's very young people you see going around vaping, you know?
Yeah, well, when I was talking to Eileen yesterday, what disturbed me most, what she said was in some of the workshops that she does with teens, they're just taking it up. Now, you and I are old enough to remember when people used to sneak behind the bike shed at school for a snaky ciggy in the half 10 break and hope the teacher wouldn't get. But, like, that's fine. But now they're starting to vape at that age. Because they think, oh, well, that's okay. I'm only vaping, you know?
I'm only vaping, yeah, but it's, I mean, they're inhaling that and nobody knows what's in those little bottles of liquid, you know?
Yeah. Well, you heard Dr. Sharif, he said, like, ban the thing.
I would agree with him totally, like, ban them, you know? Because I have a few friends now that do vape and it's constantly in their mouth.
Mm.
You know, whereas a cigarette isn't constantly in your mouth.
Yes.
Like, you smoke a cigarette now, and it could be an hour later, or maybe 2 hours later before you smoke the next one. Whereas the vape is constant.
Yes.
You know, I had a friend one time, she had a chain around her neck with her vape on it.
I've seen that.
And every time I looked, it was inside in her mouth.
Mm.
You know, and I think that's like smoking 80 bags a day.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
the disposable ones have the equivalent nicotine of 20 cigarettes.
Yeah. So that'll tell you. You go through 2 of them in the day, I'd say, the disposable ones, easily, you know.
Yeah. How's the health with you now?
Oh, it's not too bad. I'm very good at the moment. No, I'm managing my COPD fine, like, you know.
You.
I'm making sure I don't become dependent and things like, and I fight my own way.
Good for you.
And I came to grandmother again yesterday for the 5th time, so. So happy out.
Yeah, 5 times now. 5!
With the baby girl, yes, and 2nd granddaughter, yeah.
Oh, God, we're long overdue a coffee. I'll talk to you soon. Jackie, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, Jackie Crowley.
Cork's 96 FM.